Chapter 44. Murphy's Law. Although the genealogy of the discoverer is still unknown, the finger of blame is usually pointed at the Irish. Murphy's Law is one of the most famous in the whole of engineering. The standard version is, if something can go wrong, it will. There is also a corollary, less well known but often evoked with even greater feeling. Even if it can't go wrong, it will. Right from the beginning, the exploration of space had provided innumerable proofs of the law, some so bizarre that they seemed like fiction. A billion-dollar telescope crippled by a faulty optical test instrument. A satellite launched into the wrong orbit because one engineer had switched some wires without telling his colleagues. A test vehicle blown up by the safety officer whose go-no-go light had burned out. As subsequent investigations proved, there was nothing wrong with the warhead launched against Kali. It was quite capable of liberating 1 gigaton equivalent of TNT, plus or minus 50 megatons. The designers had done a perfectly competent job, with the assistance of drawings and hardware preserved in military archives. But they were working under tremendous pressure, and perhaps had failed to realize that actually building the warhead was not the most difficult part of the mission. Getting it to Kali as quickly as possible was fairly straightforward. Any number of delivery vehicles were available, almost off any shelf. In any event, several were strapped together to make a first stage booster, and the final stage, using a high-acceleration plasma drive, continued to thrust up to a few minutes before impact, when terminal guidance took over. Everything worked perfectly. And that was where the problem arose. The exhausted design team might have learned from a long-forgotten incident in the Second World War, 1939 to 1945. In their campaign against Japanese shipping, the submarines of the United States Navy relied on a new model of torpedo. Now, this was hardly a novel weapon, since torpedoes had been under development for almost a century. It wouldn't appear to be a very challenging task to make sure that the warhead would explode when the target was hit. Yet time and again, furious submarine commanders reported to Washington that their torpedoes had failed to detonate. Doubtless, other commanders would have done the same had not their abortive attacks triggered their own destruction. Navy headquarters refused to believe them. Their aim must have been bad. The wonderful new torpedo had been extensively tested before it went into operation, etc., etc. The submariners were right. It was back to the drawing board. An embarrassed board of inquiry discovered that the firing pin at the nose of the torpedo had been breaking off before it could perform its rather simple-minded job. The missile aimed at Kali impacted not at a trivial few kilometers an hour, but at more than 100 kilometers a second. At such a velocity, a mechanical firing pin was useless. The warhead was moving many times faster than the news of contact, creeping at the speed of sound and metal, could convey its lethal message. Needless to say, the designers were perfectly well aware of this and had used a purely electrical system to detonate the warhead. They had a better excuse than the U.S. Navy's Bureau of Ordnance. It was impossible to test the system under realistic conditions. So, no one would ever know just why it failed to work.